Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. Hey, my magic makers, we have another great show today. I guess I'm gonna always say every show is a great show because I really work hard to make sure I'm providing you with the best and most valuable resources, hacks, tips, tricks, anything to make your life as easy as possible. I know so many of us think that in order to get healthy and fit, we gotta suffer and you know what, or have to suffer in silence. That is just not true. And today's show is all about how do you kick butt in life? Like we seriously wanna kick butt. We wanna be that like badass, like Wonder Woman person, you know, hands on our hip, cape flying behind our back, all of that great stuff. And so how do you do that? And what I've done is I've come up with 17 different ways for you to get a little bit more productivity in your life. And you might be saying like, what does that have to do with health and fitness? Well, I find that the first excuse that someone says to me when I say, okay, great. You know, your goal is to get healthy. Your goal is to get fit. And I'm like, all right, how do we do this? And one of the first excuses I hear is time. And so if you are more productive, you can find more time in your day. And trust me, that was me. I was that girl. I was always, you know, busy. And you can't see me, but I got the air quotes flying up in here, but I was always busy. So I want you to be able to find more time in your day so that you do have the time for the self-care things that you want to do. You do have the time for the workouts. You do have the time to play with your kids. You do have the time to cook a meal, spend time with your spouse, or hell, one of my favorites is sitting on the couch and Netflixing and chilling without feeling any guilt, shame, or anything like that. So one of the first tips that I have to tell you is that you got to do the important things first. And so we'll talk about this in the episode, but figure out, like, if you don't do this, the rest of the day is shot. And for me, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. So for me, the first thing I have to do is I need to do something that is going to produce income. Because if I don't have income, I don't pay my lights and I don't get my food bill paid. So I want you to really think about what is like one most important thing that you need to get done. You know, it might be you need to make sure you get your kids off to school. It might be that you need to make sure they have lunch. It could be that you have a big project at work and there's one piece that you have to do. But pick the one thing and do it first. There is a book by the name of Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. And any book that I referenced throughout this podcast, I'll make sure that in the show notes that I send a link to it so you know exactly the book that I'm talking about. And so in the book, he talks about eating the frog. And so in that book, you have to pick the one thing that's going to move the needle, the one thing that's going to move the dial. And for some of you, you might decide that the most important thing is for you to get in your workout. And I know for me, I have two most important things. One is I like to move my body. So for me, getting up and moving my body like the first 30 minutes of my day, it sets the tone for my day. Like my ideas get flowing, my juices get flowing, and I just feel like a new woman. But I also know that like that might not be what some of you, what you might choose to do. So I challenge you to figure out what is the most important thing for you to do first. And the other thing is you pick something that must get done, but then you also pick something that you're not a big fan of, that you just can't like get excited to do. And for me, that's filing. I hate filing. I've hated filing for as long as I can remember. And one of my first jobs, I worked as an advertising assistant, and every month when the my client's bills came, you had to file the bills in their folder. And mine would sit in my cube for months. And my manager would come by and she would be like, "So Kim, when do you think? So Kim, when this?" And I was like, "Oh, damn, I hate filing." And so I still do. I have piles of files in my office, and I have chose that this is the year that I'm going to like bust my clutter. And so what I have done is there is a technique called the Pomodoro technique, and I use it pretty much throughout the day. And with the Pomodoro technique, what that is it is a twerk for 25 minutes and then you rest for anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. So it's like focused activity for 25 minutes. And that's what I do when it comes to filing. So every day I put in my calendar a set amount of time that I'm going to focus on filing. And for you, that 25 minutes could be anything that you don't like doing. It could be exercise. It could be cooking. It could be anything, but 25 minutes of something that like you don't like to do, you know? So it's you pick your poison, but you're doing it for 25 minutes. And so now this leads me to one of the things that has like been revolutionary for me. It just has changed my world dramatically. And one of the things that it was is I used to be that girl who had the endless to-do list. There was like, in one day, I'm going to do these 500 things. And if I don't do these 500 things, I stink. Anyone? So one of my mentors, she was like, "Girl, you're going to never feel accomplished if you keep trying to, you know, chop down this giant productivity tree with a kitchen knife. You're never going to win." So I challenge you to look at your to-do list and pick three things and get that done. Because instead I was looking at this list and it was paralyzing. It was like, oh my God, like how could I ever do it? And when I got my list down to three, I was checking things off. And I'm a paper girl when it comes to my to-do list. And I love me a check mark. Oh, feels so magical on the inside. A check mark or cross it through. Let me know which one you like the best. If you like that check mark, if you like to just cross it off and just be like, it's done. And when I did that, it was like, oh, I do these three things. Then I got Kim time. And, you know, I started to like enjoy Kim time, like, and not feel guilty. Like, oh, I did three things that are going to move the needle, that are going to move the dial. And now it's my choice if I want to do a fourth thing or if I want to be like, let's clock out, I'm done for the day. So I really want you to think about, you know, what are the three things that you would put on your to-do list? Because I'm an overachiever too. So I totally get that. The other thing is I want you to think about, how do you give yourself grace? I know that I am very hard on myself, and I'm sure that many of you do the same thing. I'm sure that so many of you can find a way to beat the tar out of yourself for anything. And, you know, you've set this standard for yourself so high that if you're not leaping, building in a single leap every damn day, you're totally pissed at yourself. And I gotta tell you, there's no like get shit done Olympics, because if there was a get shit done Olympics and there was a Mercedes on the line, you bet you sweet ass I would be like jumping that building every damn day. So it's not like that. So what I challenge you is to take a step back and give yourself that grace. And it goes back to setting those three goals every single day. And when I set those three goals every single day and I achieve them, I feel like a rock star. I don't achieve them all the time, because, you know, sometimes life happens, and that's just how it is. Like, I really wish every day was like all glitter bombs and unicorns, but unfortunately it's not. But what I do find is that I found a way to give myself the grace. I found a way to be able to say, you know what, Kim, I'm going to share something with you. Every night when I brush my teeth, I ask myself how the day went. And I always give myself a needs improvement or an excellent or satisfactory. There's never, I don't fail, right? No one fails unless you're dead. So if you're still talking to yourself at the end of the day, you're not dead. So I always ask myself, how did I do? And sometimes I could totally pinpoint like, oh, you know, I spent too much time on this. I didn't think it would take me 3 hours to, you know, get that particular project done. Or, oh, I didn't think that when I went to that appointment that the doctor would be running behind and then that got me behind. So I give myself grace. I give myself that latitude. I want you to do that same thing. Because, you know, what do you get when you beat the tar out of yourself? You absolutely get nothing. You get nothing, but you feel guilt. And does that guilt encourage you to try again tomorrow? No. All I can do is say, you know what? This is what happened today. All I can do is try better for tomorrow. And I've learned some valuable lessons, right? You know, someone said there's no failure, there's only lessons learned. So I always take any time that I don't achieve what I want as a lesson that maybe I bit off more than I could chew. Maybe a lesson that, oh, perhaps I shouldn't make that particular doctor's appointment at that particular time of the day. Or maybe I start to be like, well, I know traffic builds at this time, so I should plan appointments at a different time. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? All right, awesome. So here's one that's going to be for my A++ with a side of plus people out there. You got to make time for what's important for you. You know, you have to decide what's important for you. And it goes back to that number one thing that we talked about. So what's important for you? And I want you to put them down as your non-negotiable. It's like stuff that you're like, you know what? I'm not backing down from this because this brings me joy. This lights me up on the inside. And I remember when I was in corporate, I worked for a woman that made the Devil Wear Prada woman seem like Mary Poppins. And I just was like, I was dead dog tired and I never did anything for myself. I was done. And one day I had some free time and I took a kickboxing class and I fell in love. I loved this class. And I said, you know what? I'm coming to this class. This class brings me joy. This class makes me happy. So the class was at 6:30 every Monday and Wednesday night. And I went into my boss. I was like sweating buckets. At this point, I was like 25. And I'm like, actually, I think I was like 24. And I'm sweating buckets. And I'm like, you know, it's your first real job. And I go in and I was like, hey, you know, I found this really awesome class. It starts at 6:30. You know, I got to leave here at 6 if I'm going to make it on time. Ba, 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 ba. And she's like, oh, you like it? It's a good class. I was like, yeah. And she goes, all right. And I'm like, oh, so you're all set. You're cool? She's like, yeah. And literally like dismissed me. Meanwhile, the whole time I built this whole big thing up, like she was going to give me pushback. She was going to give me shit for wanting to, you know, go to this class. And so I want you to think about like, what is your kickboxing class? You know, what is that for you? What is your must have? Because that kickboxing class, let me tell you, it gave me the sanity to like put up with all of her shit for the rest of the week. So what is that for you? And, you know, now I've created, you know, 3 non-negotiables for myself that really like light me up, that really make my day. And for me, it's my air. My non-negotiables are my air. So, and I like to keep them really simple because it's something I can do. So move my body for at least 30 minutes. And so when I say that, it's not, you know, lifting a Buick. It's not, you know, crazy 2-hour workouts. It's literally move my body for at least 30 minutes a day. The second is I like to have a big ass salad every day for lunch. And, you know, the beauty of that is like anywhere I go in the world, I know I can get a salad with some chicken on it. You know, it's easy to do. And my last thing is sleep. You know, I move heaven and earth to get at least 7 hours of sleep every single night, because I know when I get 7 hours of sleep, I feel amazing. I'm more productive. I'm not craving as much. I'm not sleepy as much. I am doing awesome. So I challenge you to create those non-negotiables in your life. Then I need you to find what motivates you. Like, one of the biggest things I hear from people is like, ah, I don't have any motivation. I don't have any motivation. I don't have any motivation. But you have to find, I think motivation is twofold. It's external, absolutely external, but it's also internal. You have to find something that's going to light that fire up underneath you. And for me, I have, you know, I get up most days between, you know, 5 and 5:30. Let's just say I'm not skipping out of bed. I'm not like one of those people. Like, those people scare me. And when I do wake up and I'm not like, oh gosh, I play my goals. I'm like, okay, this alarm went off for a reason. You set this alarm last night because, you know, you have a vacation coming up, or you're trying to fit into a wedding dress, or you just want to feel good, or you know laying in this bed isn't going to get you to where you want to go. So I really want you to start thinking about those kind of things. I want you to say to yourself, like, me laying in this bed, is it going to get me where I want to go? Is it going to help me achieve what I want to achieve? Because if that is not the case, I challenge you to find something that motivates you. And if that's not the case, then I have a highlight reel, or it's a collection of YouTube videos that I use to really help me motivate. They help me to like really feel excited. They, you know, get me like my juices pumping, my juices going. You know, one of my first like go-tos, and I'll include it in the show notes, is from Eric Thomas, Big E, the hip hop preacher. And I just adore that video. It's like, it still always gets me fired up each and every time. There's a poem from Mary Ann Williamson, you know, Playing Small, that poem gets me really fired up. But I really want you to think about, like, what is a playlist? It could be even music, you know, Eminem's 8 Mile soundtrack, that totally fires me up. So just think about, what is it going to motivate you, fire you up when you're just not feeling it? And you can't all feel it every day. Like, if someone tells you, I feel it every day, I'm going to have to ask if you're on some type of medication. That's just what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to ask, are you on some type of medication? Because not everyone can like feel it every single day. And then here's one that's going to be a little bit of a challenge for you. All right, listen up. I want you, instead of being a slave to the notifications on your phone, I want you to turn notifications off on your phone. Turn off the Facebook notifications, turn off email notifications, turn off any other social media notifications. And I challenge you to start your day without picking up your phone and looking at email, social media, what have you. I have an iPhone, and I know on iPhones, there is a setting that I can put certain applications. I could put them on, you know, nighttime. And I could set a timer that, like, after a certain time, I can't access these applications until another certain time. So I shut down at 10 p.m. and it doesn't turn back on until 7 a.m. And the only application that there's three applications that don't turn off. I lied. Four applications that don't turn off. One is my alarm clock, because, you know, obviously. Two is my weather app, because I like to wake up and decide, especially in the wintertime, do I need to bundle up, or is it, you know, gonna rain and can I go for my walk? So that's practical. The third is my phone, because, you know, I should be able to call people. That's not distracting. And my fourth is my podcast app, because that's what I listen to when I'm working out or I go for a walk. So those are my, you know, four apps that don't go under lockdown. But I challenge you to, you know, set some boundaries for yourself around email and social media, because I know I can easily get sucked down a rabbit hole before my day starts. And, you know, you want to start your day being all about you, you know, eating that frog, getting some, you know, some shit done for you before you become on someone else's agenda. And that leads into, you know, whittling down emails. I'm gonna tell you that this one I am like devoting so much time and energy to, because I'm gonna make a confession to you. I have like 17,000 unread emails. Yep, I think a few people probably passed out on that one. You know, I have a friend who like is that zero inbox girl, and she's just like, "Girl, how do you manage?" I was like, "It's just white noise for me now." Like, but I told myself that I don't think I'll ever be a zero inbox person, but my goal is to, by the end of the year, to at least get down to like 5,000 unread emails. And I have a friend who's like, you should just declare email bankruptcy. And I was like, what is that? And he's like, oh, you just delete everything. And that, like, I'm not someone who has anxiety, but whoa, I felt anxious. I was like, that's what anxiety feels like. I don't want any piece of that. So, you know, do what you can to whittle down your email. There is a program called Unroll, UNROLL.ME. And again, I'll put that link in the show notes. And I want you to check it out. It's really, it really helps you to unsubscribe stuff. And get off of emails that you probably get emails. You're like, oh, I don't know. Should I be on this email list anymore? But if you're on my email list, you just want to stay there forever. And I just want you to think about, they have another product called MailStorm. And that's also another great product for you to use. And this one leads right into what we were talking about as far as like email and social media. Put down your phone. You know, I have a curfew. Like my goal is to be in bed by 10. So I wrap up my social media or my phone use by 9:30 at the latest. And it's done. It's on my bed. It's on my nightstand waiting for the alarm to go off the next morning. And I know it's really hard, but you want to make sure that you're not missing moments because you're head down, like texting or head down scrolling, and it's very freeing. I found that it was like, you know, some nights I could be in bed like scrolling through Instagram. What value was that bringing my life, right? It was not bringing me any value in my life. And it was like breaking one of the things that I like to do before I go to bed. I like to read before I go to bed. So like I could find myself in this like crazy Instagram scroll, look up and be like, holy shit, like how did 30 minutes go by? Like, and it only felt like 5 minutes. So I challenge you to put down your phone and just, you know, pick a time that like, you're like, you know what? I'm not picking up my phone before this time. And I'm not, and I'm putting down my phone after this time. Just set some boundaries for yourself. We talked about this one. It was like picking your three things, right? Your three most important things and just getting them done. Write them down and just get them done so that you can focus on anything. Plus, it helps you to build momentum. So at the beginning of, you know, you decide, I pick at the beginning of the month, this is what I want to accomplish in the next 30 days. And then I go into each week saying, okay, in order for me to accomplish, say that for me launching this podcast, let's give you an example. Me launching this podcast. So it's like, okay, if I wanted to launch a podcast in 30 days, I needed to, you know, I wrote down everything needed to get done. I had to record them. I needed to, you know, find someone to do the show notes. I needed someone to do the graphics. I needed someone to proofread. I needed someone to do the editing. So I took down all those tasks and I said, okay, that's what I need to get done. And then I broke it down by week. And then I broke it down by day. And that gives me the three things that we talked about. And so that made me feel like, you know, this big, huge, hairy goal wasn't as scary because I was, you know, taking it, you know, one whack at a time. You know, I think I'm going to screw this up, but I'm going to say it anyway. And please correct me if I'm wrong. It says, how do you how do you eat a elephant and it's one bite at a time? I think I said it right, but if I said it wrong, please correct me. But it's like, you know, when I do it like that, my overthinking completely like shuts down, and it just helps me to just take a nice, a deep breath and not feel the overwhelm, that it's really easy to feel that overwhelm. And that leads me into this, the next one. It's like breathing, 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 breathing. Whenever you feel overwhelmed, whenever you feel like, holy moly, I can't, just take a deep breath, like walk away. Walk away, take a deep breath, count to 10, and it just keeps you from acting in the moment, and it lets you refocus and not act out of emotion, but be able to kind of, you know, take yourself out of the situation. And literally, you know, it's 30 seconds, it's maybe a minute. And if that's the case, like, did you really miss anything by getting out of the game, getting out of the cycle that short amount of time? Trust me, honey bear, you did not. You are right on the right path, right on the right track. So just take that deep breath. And, you know, I can't even talk about the power of like mindfulness and just connecting to your body, feeling where your body is, because your body is always, 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 always giving you clues. It's telling you something. It's always talking to you. And, you know, but for most of us, we let our brains take over and we become so headstrong that we're like, shut up, body, you don't know. But when you are quiet, reflective, and you just kind of tune into your body, you got that. You totally got that. This one is, you know, but this next one, so many people say to me, oh, I know I need to drink more water. I know, I know, I know. And one of the things that I challenge my clients, and I challenge you right now, my people, my magic makers, I challenge you to have one glass of water every morning. And one of the things, and you know, I talk a lot about habits. So one of the things that I had to do to make this a habit is I love coffee. I live for it. Me and my coffee were BFFs. We are never going to break up. So I have a cup of coffee and then I have a glass of water. And so it's my coffee is what, you know, makes my day. The water is a need, a necessity. We all need water in our lives. And then I have another cup of coffee. So that coffee, that water is my second cup of coffee is my reward. So that when I have that first glass of water, I'm like, oh, I get to have me another cup of coffee. So I will drink this. And one of the things I, you know, because I've been so focused on drinking my water, I notice when I'm dehydrated, you know, I will wake up with a headache. I will feel more tired. I will be like, you know, they call it brain fog, but I feel ditzy. I just feel completely ditzy and I feel unfocused when I don't drink enough water. So I hope that gave you some incentive to pour yourself a nice big glass of water every morning. I know I have some clients who will actually put a glass in the bathroom and they will drink that either before they go to bed at night or they'll drink it first thing in the morning. You know, totally up to you as to like how you want to do that. And when I say that, they like, you know, one of those recyclable bottles, you know, the stainless steel bottle, the glass bottle, they'll just keep it in their bathroom. So that way they can just grab it because some of my clients will be, you know, heading on their way to work. So they'll drink it while they're getting dressed in the morning. And, you know, I like to set myself up the night before. And I remember when I was a kid, my mom used to make us pick out our clothes the night before. And I used to hate it. Now I still pick out my clothes and don't tell her. And I do it. And my husband laughs at me every single time because he's like, I pick out everything. And, you know, 99.9% of the time I'm wearing sneakers, yoga pants, and some type of, you know, either tank top, t-shirt, or sweatshirt. But I pick it up every single night. I pick it out from my underwear to my socks. Everything's out. So all I have to do when I get up is just get dressed. There's no thinking whatsoever. So I plan my day the night before. Same thing in my day timer. Like, I still use paper to write down what I want to do. I don't know. It just makes it feel more real, more regular for me. I don't know. It's just what I do. And I write down my three things I want to accomplish the night before. And so that way I go to bed and I don't, you know, ruminate over like, oh, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. I just like, no, like, this is what's going to happen today. And I set the intention. I know what my outcome is versus going in the day and letting the day like beat the crap out of myself or beat the crap out of me. But I also have flexibility. Now, this one was hard. This is a hard one for me because I can be a bit rigid. Sometimes I can be known to have a lot of rules, but have flexibility because this is what I know. It's called life. And sometimes life doesn't come out the way you want it to do. Sometimes shit happens, you know, flat tires happen, kids get sick, your boss dumps an emergency project on you. That's life. Right? But I don't let that ruin my whole day. I just say, okay, where do I need to bob and weave when it comes to this life event that has come up? And for most of us, those things don't come up all that often. But when they do, you know, sometimes it can throw us for a loop. But I really want you to think about, you know, it's be deliberate in what you want, but be flexible in your approach. And that, you know, brings down to like, you know, focus on the task. You know, it's so easy for us to get distracted by shiny objects. And I see it all the time, especially when it comes to fitness. It's like, you know, one day you're happy with what you're doing. You're like, you're going to the gym, you're in a groove, you're loving it. Then someone's like, oh, have you tried the new bar class? It's just amazing. I feel like a new woman whenever I come up to the bar class. So you're like, oh, maybe I should go to a bar class. And then someone will be like, oh, I just got out of the best CrossFit class. OMG. And you're like, well, maybe I should CrossFit. And then someone's like, oh my God, I just had the most serene, epic yoga class. And you're like, oh, I need to do yoga. So you're like popping all over the place, you know. And instead of saying to yourself, what is my goal? What is the task for me? You get sidetracked by all these different things that you hear. When you have a goal, I want you to put your blinders on. And I want you to say, you know what? This is the track I'm running on. And I'm going to continue this track until I hit my goal. That's where I want you to focus on, like, no distractions. One of my mentors, she calls this tiger time. So the same thing can be said for you for fitness. It can be done for your job. It can be done for a project around the house. It's like, have that uninterrupted, my project. This is where I want to go. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to accomplish. And don't get distracted by the shiny objects. And that's the challenge. I totally get that because sometimes I can get distracted by that shiny object syndrome myself. And the last thing, action, 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 action. And I want you to take action even on the days when it just doesn't seem possible. Every single day, I want you to just be marching towards your goals. And I know so many people will say to me, I don't have any goals. And I'm gonna call bullshit on that because we all have goals. We all need to find we all have something that we want to accomplish. That goal might scare the bejesus out of us and we don't want to say it out loud, but I challenge you to pick a goal and take that deliberate action every single day, no matter how small or insignificant that it may seem, because I will tell you, you know, the people who do it get the results. And I know that my magic makers, I know that you are all about how do I get to the result. And here, the formula is pretty simple, my kings and queens. You want to create great habits. Those great habits create routines. Those routines create consistency, and that consistency creates results. So That's the formula. So it all starts with those great habits. In order to get those great habits, you've got to take action. I have enjoyed this conversation. I hope that you've enjoyed it as much as I have. I'm really enjoying doing this podcast thing, and I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.